Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:15, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, kind of maneuvering you through this Thursday afternoon.
Indeed.
it's like getting the attention over there. By the way, stocks closed higher today, boosted by earnings reports from companies like Meta and Tesla. Jerry Willis has more from NYC.
Tech stocks in focus on the day, all three major averages ending in the green, the Dow higher by 168 points, the S&P rising 31, the NASDAQ rising 49. Investors weighing a flood of earnings and economics data, Meta and Tesla moving higher on good earnings news, Meta topping $700 a share for the first time. Beleaguered NVIDIA trading lower on reports the U.S. is weighing additional limits on chip sales to China. Shares of the AI chip maker under pressure this week on news of a China-based rival. Meanwhile, GDP growth cooled to 2.3% in the fourth quarter from 3.1% in the third. All eyes will be on tomorrow's PCE inflation report, the Fed's favorite gauge of price growth. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
All righty, since we're already at 6:16, we'll go ahead and get your first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. You can learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. Let's see, looking at the roads here, hopefully we don't have too much going on. Do have some minor backups on the Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Wind Haven Beach. Also have some on Michigan Avenue still if you're traveling westbound. Westbound towards Mobile Highway. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, sitting at around 64 degrees, low of 62 tonight. It's been cloudy for a long time out there. It's going to be some patchy fog throughout this evening, so be on the lookout for that if you're on the roads tonight. Friday, going to be rainy, high of 71, low of 49.
6:17 News Radio 92.3. Many local nonprofit and government leaders are feeling a little bit better today after the Trump administration rescinded a memo to federal agencies that paused federal grants and loans. Had the directive gone into effect, millions in federal funds for local projects and nonprofits could have been delayed. The city of Pensacola in the process, by the way, of kicking off its $31 million project funded with federal funds to redesign the Hollis T. Williams Park as a stormwater and greenway park. The city is holding a public kickoff 6 p.m. Right now, getting underway at the Cobb Community Center.
All righty. And here nationally, confirmation hearings for President Trump's picks for key government positions, of course, had those earlier today. Kash Patel, he went before senators as he's been selected to lead the FBI. Tulsi Gabbard, she was grilled today in her effort to become director of national intelligence. And it was day two for RFK Jr. You want to talk about getting grilled? Yesterday was not kind to him. But he is, of course, in the running for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Just about 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some state headlines for you. A lot going on in the Sunshine State today. Details on what exactly that is and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. a public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Multiple Florida school districts now using and issuing notices to parents and teachers on how to deal with a possible federal raid inside a school. Across Northwest Florida, each school district reports they're following state and federal guidance dealing with detaining students in schools. As of today, there have been no reported issues of fearful children staying out of school. Both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are monitoring the situation and say they're going to follow any requirements.
All righty. And Rick Scott is part of an effort to end the trafficking of migrant children. The senator helped introduce the Stop Human Trafficking of Unaccompanied Migrant Children Act yesterday. He says it's designed to crack down on the trafficking of unaccompanied migrant children, surprise, surprise, through the comprehensive vetting of sponsors and regular updates on the child's well-being. Scott cites a federal report last year that found Homeland Security lost track of more than 300,000 unaccompanied children who crossed the border. He says it's terrifying to think so many young, innocent children could be potentially forced into unsafe conditions and be at risk of human trafficking.
All right. Lots of people claim to find treasures at garage sales. You ever heard of this?
One man's trash, another man's treasure.
Okay. But one buyer who plunked down $50 for an oil painting, this happened in Minnesota, may have struck gold. Sue Guzman has a report on this.
The Impressionist oil portrait found at a dusty garage sale features a fisherman smoking a pipe. And New York art experts who took a look at it concluded it was created in 1889, possibly by the famous Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh in the year before his death. The experts say they even found a red hair in the paint, convincing them even further that it was a Van Gogh original. If it's real, the $50 fine could be worth $15 million. The painting must still be officially authenticated by the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis continues to blast Republican lawmakers for passing an illegal immigration bill that he calls weak. He says it's ridiculous that state police and sheriffs would have to get permission from the agriculture commissioner before turning any illegal immigrants into ICE. He held his latest roundtable on the subject in West Palm Beach this morning, where the FDLE commissioner called illegal immigration a man-made disaster. As to why Republicans passed a Trump Act, State Representative Mike Caruso says most legislators didn't have the time to read the whole thing. Caruso was the only Republican in the House of Representatives to vote against it.
Okay. Okay, 625, News Radio 92.3. Hey, this is something you need to take care of for homeowners. Homestead exemption helps homeowners here in Florida save money on property taxes. You have until March the 1st to apply for homestead exemption and provide evidence of ownership, your social security number, date of birth, as well as proof of Florida residency to apply for that. You know, the wildfires did not know the barriers of somebody poor, somebody wealthy, didn't care, just took out properties during those fires. Actress Meryl Streep described evacuating the L.A. fires. Here's Michelle Polino.
Meryl Streep had a close call during the Palisades fire earlier this month, forced to get creative when a fallen tree blocked her only exit from her home. In a piece for New York Magazine, Streep's nephew, Abe Streep, revealed she received an evacuation order on January 8th, but couldn't get out. A massive tree collapsed across her driveway. Thinking fast, she borrowed wire cutters from a neighbor, carved a car-sized hole in a fence, and drove through a neighbor's yard to escape. Abe also spoke to Streep's Only Murders in the Building co-star Martin Short about his experience. Short, who lived in Pacific Palisades since 1984, called it the perfect place, but admitted the one-way in and out design makes it vulnerable in a crisis. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, or at least as quick as I can make it. It's been a pretty eventful day on the roads this afternoon. Luckily, a lot of the issues we've been dealing with have seemingly died down. Still have some minor congestion if you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area on Navarre Parkway. Outside of that, you should be pretty good. As for the weather, 64 degrees right now, low of 62 tonight with some patchy fog. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy Friday, high of 71, low of 49.
6:26, News Radio 92.3. It is a very nice Thursday afternoon, and we do thank you for having us on today. I want to say this to a few people. Pack it up, go home. I'm talking to drone conspiracy theorist here. The White House has an explanation on those mysterious New Jersey drone sightings from last year. Turned out to be the government behind the fear tactics.
Mm.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt reported after research and studying the drones flying over New Jersey in those large numbers, they were actually authorized to be flown by the Federal Aviation Administration for undisclosed reasons. Why didn't they, all of the effort, the time, the craziness, it went on for weeks.
Yeah. Why didn't they come out and say it sooner?
Why couldn't they just fess up and say, this is what's going on?
That's a fair question.
Here's another thing that's going on. One of the critical issues at Tulsi Gabbard's Senate confirmation hearing were her thoughts on a warrantless spy tool our intelligence community has access to. Jessica Rosenthal has more on the trending story.
Many senators, including Virginia Democrat Mark Warner, Intelligence Committee ranking member, expressed concern over Tulsi Gabbard's concern about FISA Section 702, which gives intelligence agencies the ability to spy on foreign persons and communications without a warrant.
I don't find your change of heart credible.
He said he was worried that she told a Democratic senator she supported the need to get a warrant, but seemed to tell other senators differently. Later in the hearing, Gabbard said she did view 702 as an important tool.
There are a number of areas that we would be blind from a national security perspective without this capability.
But she said she hoped its use would be balanced with protecting the Fourth Amendment rights of U.S. citizens. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And a Republican lawmaker who questioned RFK Jr. today says he's struggling with whether to confirm him. Louisiana's Bill Cassidy is a physician and asked Kennedy multiple times during the hearing to publicly affirm that vaccines do not cause autism. But Kennedy refused, saying he wouldn't apologize for comments he's made, suggesting there's a link between the two unless evidence proved otherwise. Cassidy criticized Kennedy, saying he's undermining his own mission to improve Americans' health by refusing to accept evidence.
Okay, real estate and condo flags are flying today. Yep, Florida condo and townhouse sales dropping almost 10.5% in 24. That's the lowest in 15 years. Experts say the move comes after a hike in special assessments and monthly fees. Florida realtors confirm there were 94,380 closed sales of existing condo townhomes in 2024. This was compared to 105,000 in 2023. Total dollar amount of these sales, $44.4 billion, down about 9.1% compared to 23's 48.8%. I can tell you this, that's a lot of bucks.
Indeed it is.
Those two astronauts. Those poor astronauts.
Yep.
Still out there at the International Space Station. And maybe they might be coming home soon, but I do know this. They were spacewalking today.
Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been spending the month since their Boeing Starliner incident working as part of the crew at the International Space Station. Today, the pair are outside spacewalking in bulky spacesuits performing some maintenance tasks.
And just as a reminder, Butch's going to have to get in there with the
with the tool, so you might want to look at your optimal body position to make sure everything's good.
Mind your way to get in here with the tool, Butch?
I don't think so. We'll find out.
President Trump recently said he instructed Elon Musk to retrieve Wilmore and Williams. The two have been slated to fly home on a SpaceX capsule as soon as this March. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:30 here. Actually, scratch that. It's exactly 6:30, hence the outro music. That means we got our Fox News break coming up. And when we return, we typically tackle some sports headlines. And, Chris, we've got a pretty loaded slate in that regard. But one of the things we'll be touching on is there's a few ranked men's basketball teams playing tonight.
Okay, all that's coming up in less than about 7 minutes. Here's your 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 7.06%, 15-year mortgage, 6.48%. Percent this afternoon. That's the Mortgage News Daily numbers.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. The National Transportation Safety Board says it's recovered one data recorder from the American Airlines flight that crashed into the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. after colliding with an Army Black Hawk helicopter last night. Fox's Mark Meredith has more on the investigation.
Radio traffic capture controllers instructing the chopper to avoid the plane landing nearby.
Runway 33, clear to land.
The New York Times reports there was one air traffic controller doing the job of two people, reportedly handling both planes and helicopters. Investigators say that is under review, but not confirmed.
President Trump says he believes the crash was avoidable.
Obviously, that was something that should not have happened, and we're not going to let it happen again.
67 people were killed. This has been a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. IBM surged 14% today on the back of a strong fourth quarter that showed AI growth boosting its software business. The move gave the stock its best day since 2000 when shares popped by 13%. IBM reported a 1% rise in revenues overall, while its software unit grew 10% on a year-over-year basis. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, stocks finished the trading session higher today, with the Dow gaining 168 points, the S&P 500 grew by 31, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 49 points. Tax season is now well underway, and the IRS expects 140 million people to file their returns by April 15th. And they want to know if you file electronically, the IRS says it should take 21 days or less to receive your refund. U.S. crude oil futures for March up slightly to above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The two best players in the 2025 NFL Draft are Abdul Carter out of Penn State and Travis Hunter out of Colorado. Tennessee and Cleveland both need quarterbacks and hold the first and second picks in the 2025 draft, respectively. But with Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders not being generational talents, all eyes when it comes to this draft are now on Tennessee and Cleveland to see if either will pass on a signal caller in order to take either Carter or Hunter. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. We can help you save on the right oil for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Castrol Edge Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Visit one of our 6,000 stores or order from AutoZone.com for same-day store pickup or next-day delivery.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and whoever. That turned out to be
Sparks.
Oh, Sparks.
Yeah, that's their name.
I don't think I've ever heard of Sparks.
I don't think I have either.
But it was interesting. I'm not going to say it was bad. I mean, it was
different.
Nice happy tune, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, if you like to ice skate, I'm talking about public ice skating. You can do it Friday night right after the Flyers-Roanoke game. They'll open up the ice about 9:30, and you can skate to your heart's desire. You can bring your own skates or rent it from the facility, but that's always a big affair. People like to go out there and ice skate around.
Yeah, and I think that's a pretty cool, very inclusive event for everybody to do. Coming from a guy who doesn't know how to ice skate,
but that's okay. You know,
I can try.
But you know how most people learn to ice skate? They put a chair in front of them. And they hold on to the chair and they...
That's kind of smart. Go,
yeah, well, that's pretty typical. It's the easiest way to do that.
People should start doing that.
Listen, ice skating's a blast. It really is. Just before you go out on the ice, let me give you one piece of advice.
All righty.
Make sure you have insurance.
Yes.
That's a very critical part of the whole equation. Flyers take it on Roanoke Friday, Saturday in the Bay Center. Friday, you can help beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. Saturday, les bon temps roulé, there, sure. Yeah, Mardi Gras night on the ice. Both nights puck dropping at 7:05.
All righty. And just under an hour here, we've got a three-game slate of men's basketball getting underway. Three ranked teams playing tonight. Number 18, Illinois at Nebraska. That gets underway at 7:30 on FS1. At 8 o'clock, you got number 19, Memphis at Tulane. That gets underway at on ESPN2. And then last but not least, 9:30, also on FS1, number 16, Oregon at UCLA.
Okay, one thing to remember, and I almost forgot about it again, Saturday, Pensacola double bridge run. Team K, one of the premier, one of the best in the country. They start this year inside Blue Wahoo Stadium. Now, the reason why they did that, because years past, let me tell you, I've been down there. That wind coming up off the bay, pretty chilly. So they've moved everybody inside the stadium just to knock that wind off. I'm sure it will help. It's a great addition. If you're not familiar with the double bridge run, the runners cross two bridges, of course, 3 Mile and then the Sykes Bridge. They run through Gulf Breeze and then on to Santa Rosa Island right there at what we call Mommy Beach, Quiet Water Beach, in that parking lot over there. So it's a great fun event. And the 5K runners can pick it up in Gulf Breeze and just traverse the Sykes Bridge onto the island from that point. But it's great. It's a world-class event, and it's done by our good friends over at Pensacola Sports.
Okay, and one of the largest stories in the NBA right now, Terry Rozier. He's a well-known player. He's under fire for an illegal betting scheme. Wall Street Journal first reporting that federal prosecutors were investigating the NBA veteran, a gambling ring accused of conspiring with Jontae Porter to control his performance in NBA games, also bet heavily against Terry in a 2023 Hornets game. NBA spokesperson Mike Bass said in a statement that the league is cooperating with the probe. Yeah, you know, you hear about it pretty often, players betting and stuff, and it's Jontae Porter, that was a big deal, and he's nowhere near the player that Terry Rozier is.
Have you been watching any of the lines, the betting lines coming out of Vegas for the Super Bowl? Have you?
I can only imagine KC's got the early spread, but that's about all I got.
I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with the
I'll check.
The that portion of it. But what I will tell you, security preparations in place in New Orleans for next week's Super Bowl. Kevin Ureski has more from the Easy.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says there will be two enhanced security zones, one in the French Quarter and one around the Superdome, which will aim to balance protection and freedom. He says public awareness is key, and that data shows when people are actively aware and looking for potential problems.
Those that seek to create mass casualty events will seek another place to do that.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the city is an experienced Super Bowl host, but
we're still going above and beyond what we've seen in the past.
She says she's absolutely confident Super Bowl week and the game itself will be safe. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
According to ESPN, Kansas City is currently a 1.5-point favorite over Philly. So they've got it being a good game. I think it should be. Last time they met up, just a couple years ago, it was a good game.
Yeah.
And now the Eagles got all the better of a running back.
Okay, something weird's happened up in, it's actually Minnesota. A Michigan hockey doctor already facing multiple charges accused of abusing players in Minnesota. Whoa, Jeff Manasso has this story.
Dr. Zvi Levron charged Wednesday in Otter Tail County, Minnesota, with multiple counts of criminal sexual conduct in alleged abuse that dates back to 2014, when he served as a hockey doctor in the area. Victims came forward after Levron was charged with similar crimes in Farmington Hills, Michigan. He was originally arrested in 2022 on multiple counts of criminal sexual conduct for abusing teenage hockey players as a doctor during examinations. Levron remains in custody in the Oakland County, Michigan jail. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Chris, we've talked before about how the NFL has been doing collaborations with some of these children's networks, most notably Nickelodeon, when it comes to trying to get a younger audience involved. Well, the NHL has their own pitch for that. They are running animated versions of hockey games for young viewers. The first episode will feature a recap of the January 25th game between the Capitals and Canucks. The NHL Hockeyverse matchup of the week will be a half-hour animated program recapping games with avatars who move according to positional data. How about that?
I love that. I love the Nickelodeon broadcast.
That gets a lot of love.
I like all those colors and all that crazy stuff coming. Kind of just breaks the monotony of it sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when it's a defensive battle.
Yeah, yeah.
Exciting game tonight, folks. It's 3-3.
Especially if it's a boring game, yeah.
You know what I'm saying here. Hey, an aircraft developed by Boom Supersonic became the first independently funded jet to break the sound barrier this week. The XB-1 aircraft accelerated to Mach 1.05 at about 35,000 feet during a flight test in the same Mojave Desert where Charles Chuck Yeager was the first person to break the sound barrier back in 1947. And I will tell you this, the day that the Dallas-Fort Worth airport opened up, I was working in Dallas at the time, and the two buildings at DFW were the Eastern Airlines and American Airlines building. But the exciting thing was the Concorde SST was there on exhibit.
Really?
It had flown up from Venezuela. The first time it had flown up into American space, it took them more time to fly from the Texas border to DFW than it did take from Venezuela, because they had to go subsonic once they hit the U.S. border. But anyway, I will never forget that whatsoever. It was amazing. And so I'm glad to see supersonic aircraft are coming back.
And I'm glad to see that we're just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather, and I won't be running out of breath this time. The roads are looking clear. There shouldn't be much holding you up on the roads for too long if you are out there at this time. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Can be foggy this evening, so be careful. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy Friday, high of 71, low of 49.
So you're saying take along the umbrella and the rain suit.
Yes.
All right, good idea. And don't forget... don't you hate it when you bring it into an office and they open it and there goes water everywhere. Take it down the hallway and clear it out over there. Disappointing reading on economic growth for the holiday quarter. Jenny Casalo has more.
The economy expanded at a slower than expected pace at the end of last year, though Americans continued to spend. The gross domestic product rose 2.3% in the fourth quarter. Economists were anticipating a 2.5% increase. Even though that number was weaker than forecast, consumer spending rose 4.2% in the quarter. There were fewer people filing for unemployment benefits last week. New claims declined by 16,000 to 207,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, declined by 42,000 to 1.85 million. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Okay, well, we're forecasting numbers here. AAA is forecasting a record high in cruise travel for the third consecutive year. 19 million Americans will go on cruises in 2025. That is a 4.5% increase over 2024, when 18.2 million Americans went on cruise vacations. It's also 34% more than the pre-pandemic peak of 14.2 million back in 2019.
Mm.
Like I said, I used to cruise every year, twice a year. Love it. Just love it.
The GDP is growing less than expected. It went up at a 2.3% pace in the fourth quarter, according to the Commerce Department. The Dow Jones reported economists were expecting a 2.5% growth. That comes after growth of over 3% in the third quarter. For the full year, GDP accelerated 2.8% compared to 2.9% in 2023. Big number shifts here.
All right, let's take you down another trail here. More than a dozen homes built by Escambia County to help meet the need for affordable housing may soon be up for sale. Pensacola's Habitat for Humanity could potentially help and step in to help sell the properties, which have been sitting absolutely empty. Escambia commissioners will make the final decision as the item is expected to be on the board's next meeting agenda. While we're talking about housing and things like that, you got to feel for those people. Well, we went through it with Ivan and Katrina in terms of lack of housing, available housing. There's nobody renting anything. Same thing's happening out in Los Angeles. A report details how much rent prices have spiked across L.A. after the wildfires, despite laws preventing price gouging. I think they could get schooled by Ashley Moody here in the state of Florida on this.
Yeah.
They need her services, possibly. Christian Goodwin has more.
Tenant advocacy group The Rent Brigade, collecting data from L.A. apartment listings from January 7th when fires ignited across the county to January 18th, finding more than 1,300 listings of illegal rent increases totaling $7.7 million monthly. Research suggests listings in and around Malibu, near where the Palisades fire broke out, had the most rent-gouged properties. California law prohibits price increases of more than 10% on goods and services, including rentals, during a state of emergency. California Attorney General Rob Bonta has charged at least two real estate agents accused of trying to price gouge an evacuated family and sent more than 500 warning letters to hotels and landlords accused of price gouging. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
6:48 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I'd like to remind you once again of your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing higher after a volatile day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 168 points to 44,882. S&P 500 rose 31 points to 6071. And the Nasdaq gained 49 points to 19,681.
Okay, here's what we say to Punxsutawney Phil. Ah, laugh in your face.
Why is it?
Good question. I'm glad you brought that up. The Gulf Breeze Zoo's reticulated giraffe will once again take center stage. Kenya was the star of last year's inaugural Kenya Day festivals and festivities and outshone her world-famous weather prognosticating counterpart, Punxsutawney Phil.
Mm.
Well, Kenya's Day is coming up and will take place 9:30 on Sunday at the giraffe exhibit in the Gulf Breeze Zoo. And why is all this a big hoo-ha? Because here's exactly what the event's all about. Kenya will be predicting weather. There will be six more weeks of winter, but also the winner of the upcoming Super Bowl game. That's one smart giraffe.
What makes her an expert?
Her
neck is very long.
Have you ever driven down 98 and gone past the zoo and now you see the giraffe's head sticking up over the fences? Oh, I love that place. Two rival companies are united to integrate two of their key services. Even Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
What if your iPhone worked with Windows? Many Apple fanatics would probably scoff at the idea, but Microsoft is unveiling a new feature that links up one's iPhone with one's Windows PC. It works similarly to the integration unveiled last year between Windows and Android phones. For those beta testers and developers who already have access to the feature, they can now see their phone's battery status and even access messages and calls right from a side panel on the Windows 11 Start menu. Microsoft's blog has screenshots of it in action, and with this integration comes the ability to share files between the phone and the Windows PC using the Send Files option in the Windows commands. It will work with most Windows 11 PCs as long as it is signed into a Microsoft account and has Bluetooth capabilities. It will not work on PCs running Windows with educational licenses. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
All righty. And an attorney for New York City Mayor Eric Adams has reached out to the DOJ regarding dropping the corruption case against him. The process is not uncommon in regards to a high-profile client like Adams, although NBC News reported that nothing from federal prosecutors in Manhattan suggests things will be dropped. Adams pleaded not guilty after he was indicted back in September on federal corruption and bribery charges.
FBI still looking for those scammers who are targeting your email. Officials say to be on the lookout for messages that stress urgency, like act fast. That's a common phrase popping up in many phishing emails. And experts say, do not click or open the message unless it's somebody you undeniably know and trust. Mm. That can get you in a lot of trouble, you know?
Absolutely.
It's a mess when that goes down.
All right, just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Will Smith dropping a new solo album. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the possible confirmation of Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. We had a really interesting interview with a representative from the Postal Service about why the weather caused there to not be mail delivery and how they're going to be resuming that service. We also did two candidate interviews for Tuesday's primary, current CFO of the state of Florida, Jimmy Patronis, and John Mills as well. Plus, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we canceled Trump like 16 different ways, in jest. You can always catch the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I tell myself that I
at News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Okay, who's that?
Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, you. Good song.
That song came out in my heyday.
I just like those upbeat songs like that. You know, it puts me in a really, a real nice
mood. Gets
you hyped. A real nice mood. This coming in this afternoon, National Transportation Safety Board is sharing its initial findings on the deadly mid-air collision between a military helicopter and an American Airlines jet over Washington, D.C. Grinnell Scott has more.
The NTSB is just getting started on its look at this deadly accident. Board member Todd Inman promises,
"We will help find out what happened. We will do it factually, and we will do it accurately."
Inman said those facts will come from looking at the conditions, the crew's preparation, and internal systems of both involved aircraft. Also important will be air traffic control amid reports of staffing issues and what Inman called survival factors.
Documentation of impact, forces, and injuries, community emergency planning, and all crash and fire rescue efforts.
A preliminary report is expected in about a month. Full findings usually take more than a year to compile. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All righty, 6:55. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking good. They have been for the majority of this hour. So far, this evening, 64 degrees right now. Low of 62 tonight, though. That is as low as it's going to get. Patchy fog here and there. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy Friday. High of 71, low of 49.
6:55, News Radio 92.3, Escambia County Public Schools are confirming today students will make up one snow day that was missed last week. That new snow day will be Monday, February 17th. The makeup day is necessary to ensure ECPS remains in compliance with Florida Department of Education instructional time perimeters. And boy, I haven't heard this name in a while. Harvey Weinstein. Remember, he got in a lot of trouble, and he's still in a lot of trouble. I'm saying he got, but they put his trial off. Now the Weinstein retrial is scheduled. Michelle Polino all over this story.
Harvey Weinstein begged a judge for an earlier trial date in a hearing Wednesday, claiming he won't make it to April. The judge said he would consider that, but still made a trial date for April 15th. Weinstein told Judge Curtis Farber the conditions at Rikers Island, where he's being held, are a medieval situation. Seated in a wheelchair, Weinstein raised his voice, saying, "I need to get out of this hellhole." Farber denied his request, but said he'd monitor an earlier trial's progress. He also rejected a motion to dismiss Weinstein's latest indictment, a first-degree criminal sexual act charge from 2006 that carries up to 25 years. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, Will Smith dropping a new solo album titled Based on a True Story. It's set to release this March and is his first full-length album in over 20 years. He and rapper Big Sean just released the song Beautiful Scars featuring Obenga, don't know who that is, accompanied by a Matrix-inspired music video.
Wait a minute, is this the same Will Smith from the
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
And Men in Black, yeah.
I never knew he could sing. Is he a rapper?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Well, what I mean is Will Smith was a rapper back in like the 90s as well. Big one.
Pardon me.
Where have you been, Chris? Jeez. Come on.
All right. American Red Cross needs your help this week as a blood drive is underway today at P&S. The Red Cross says every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are encouraged. Fox Michelle Polino, she's the entertainment lady who does all these really interesting stories. She has the latest this afternoon in streaming in a special she calls the Fox Tube.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino. On Prime Video, the feature You're Cordially Invited.
I'm going to plan your wedding.
It's about two neighbors and rival families who discover at the last moment that their dream wedding venue has been double booked. Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon star. Season 2 of The Recruit arrives on Netflix. The action spy series from creator Alexi Hawley, who created The Rookie, stars Noah Centineo as a novice CIA lawyer who finds himself at the center of an international conspiracy. On Paramount Plus, School Spirits, the supernatural teen drama, is back for Season 2. Peyton List stars as a dead Wisconsin teen whose spirit continues to haunt her old high school. And debuting on Hulu,
Jerusalem,
Holy Marvels with Dennis Quaid, the debut docuseries from the History Channel, explores the global search for revered treasures and sacred relics and some of the enduring mysteries behind them. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
All righty. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Want to give you another reminder that Netflix has set the premiere date for the final season of Squid Game. The third season will return on June 27th and promises deadly new games and comes after season 2's cliffhanger finale.
Okay, did you know that Groundhog Day was Sunday?
I did.
I didn't realize that. Some other things you need to know about. Days getting longer. Spring creeping in much closer. 38 days until daylight savings time begins on Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives in 49 days on March 20th. Thanks for listening this afternoon. Come back and see us 4 o'clock tomorrow, News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.